A dock at Ventura County's Channel Islands Harbor has two unusual sights. On one end, more than a dozen sea lions have literally blocked the walkway as they bask in the sun. Towards the other end is a sailboat with one of its sails a huge peace symbol, a ship many people call the world's first peace ship is visiting Oxnard as part of a West Coast tour. Its history goes back to the 1950s.
In 1958, four Quaker peace activists sailed her towards the Marshall Islands to try to stop atmospheric nuclear bomb testing. They were inspired by the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Helen Jacquard is with the Golden Rule, which is now owned and operated by the nonprofit group Veterans for Peace. She talks about the effort to stop the nuclear bomb testing in the Pacific.
While the Golden Rule was en route from San Pedro to Honolulu, the Atomic Energy Commission passed the Golden Rule rule, which was that nobody could enter the atmospheric testing zone in the Marshall Islands. When the crew left from Honolulu to go towards the Marshall Islands, twice they were stopped by the Coast Guard and brought back to Honolulu and underwent a two-month trial. They were set free because the Golden Rule rule was a rule, not a law, and it interferes with travel in international seas.
Jacquard says while the Golden Rule's mission was never completed, it inspired another one.
The Phoenix of Hiroshima, captained by Dr. Earl Reynolds, who had just spent 3 years studying the effects of radiation on the growth of children, the family was on a three-year cruise around the world. They heard the story of the Golden Rule and went to the trial. And they were so inspired, they decided literally to take the baton and sail themselves into the Marshall Islands. So they completed the Golden Rule's mission. Dr. Earl Reynolds was arrested, underwent a two-year trial in Honolulu. He was convicted, and then that conviction was overturned.
As for this ship, the Golden Rule, it faded from history for more than a half century before it literally resurfaced as a symbol for peace.
The boat was sold into private hands 50-some years later. She showed up in Humboldt Bay, and in 2010, she sank. Leroy Zerlang dragged her up into his boatyard, and he called up his best friend, and he said, "Hey, let's have us a bonfire using the Golden Rule." So she almost faced a watery grave, then she almost faced a fiery grave. Veterans for Peace and Quakers and a whole bunch of other volunteers showed up and said, "Leroy, give us a year in your boatyard. We want to restore this boat." So he said, "Okay, great." 5 years later, we relaunched her into Humboldt Bay.
The boat itself is relatively unassuming. In fact, if it wasn't for a sign above its cabin and the sail covered with the peace symbol, you wouldn't be able to pick it out of the boats in the harbor or know about its role in history.
The Golden Rule is a gaff rig catch, meaning that it has two sails and the after sail is smaller than the main sail. It's 34 feet from the transom to the bowsprit and 30 feet at the waterline.
Will Van Netta is the Golden Rule's captain.
Throughout the course of my life, I've been active in peace and social justice work, particularly anti-war and particularly environmental struggles. When I got the opportunity to be on this boat, you know, it was a dream come true for me.
The ship's mission now is focused on peace education.
We give educational presentations wherever we go, talking about nuclear issues today, but we're trying to reach beyond the normal audience of anti-nuclear groups. You know, everybody that possibly could care about the possibility of nuclear war.
The ship's Helen Jacquard says the Golden Rule has been busy since being relaunched.
We sailed to San Diego in time for the Veterans for Peace National Convention and the 70th anniversary of the dropping of the bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Last year, we sailed the waters of Oregon, Washington, and British Columbia, spreading the word of peace and nuclear disarmament. This year, we're concentrating on the United Nations Nuclear Weapons Prohibition Treaty, which was just passed July 7th.
The Golden Rule will wrap up its South Coast visit today. The ship will be open for public tours from 1 to 3 p.m. The Golden Rule is docked near the Hampton Inn Hotel at Channel Islands Harbor. It's easy to spot because of its sail with the giant green peace symbol on it. At Channel Islands Harbor, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.